This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I'm Anna Garcia with True Crime News, the podcast. Every crime tells a story. Every story demands justice. True Crime News, the podcast, covers breaking crimes, investigating high-profile and under-the-radar cases. Every week, we dive beyond the headlines, exploring the effects of violent crimes on victims and search for justice. We hope you join us as your weekly source for true crime news. Listen to and follow True Crime News, the podcast, on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
8:46, 14 till 9, making our way through Tuesday morning. Eugene Green joins us, New Orleans City Council member. How you doing, Councilman?
Good morning. How are you doing? Good morning to you, Tommy, and also to your listeners.
I'm all right, sir. You know, after the second-line shooting, a lot of people jumped all over the place talking about outlawing second lines, this and that and the other thing, inherently dangerous and crime in New Orleans. Come to find out, as I understand it, it was people from the West Bank. Accurate?
Yeah, it's people from the West Bank, and basically I just want to remind people that if an idiot wants to take out his violence against someone at a particular time and he doesn't care about who's around him, it can be a second line, it can be a church service, it can be fridge quarter visitation, who knows what's going to happen. But in this particular case, I do want to applaud the New Orleans Police Department, their homicide division, that made an arrest. And also has been involved with making an arrest of the person who harbored the criminal, the mother, honestly. But at the end of the day, you can't really stop everybody who wants to do crazy things like that. But you want to have a police force that responds and does the investigations and is in the right place to protect people. And that's what we saw at the second lines. I go to second lines because I like the atmosphere. I don't fear that I'm in any danger. At the end of the day, the bottom line is that it could happen anywhere, but when it does happen, we want to punish those who are the perpetrators of the crime.
It can happen anytime, at any place, and that's part of living in a free society, or what this free society is today, as it is in the United States, and nothing's going to change. And council member, I think, you know, the only way, the opposite end of that is, okay, so you quit going to everything and you lock yourself in a door, and who does that concede victory to?
No, absolutely. You don't want to get to the posture of not enjoying your life because there could be people who take advantage of opportunities around themselves. I mean, there are people who are crazy enough to shoot someone in the back on a major street in Manhattan using a silencer and think that they're going to get away, but they're going to be found. This guy was found who perpetrated that killing within, 4 or 5 days? But who could have estimated or been in the police to stop him from doing the type of crime that he did, the cowardly act of shooting someone in the back? The bottom line is that we do want to recognize that New Orleans is a place that attracts millions of people each year, and they come here without incident. They have a great time in our city of New Orleans. When we catch someone who perpetrates such crimes, we want to punish them at the end of the day. But we don't want to insulate ourselves and society from people having a good time. And of the millions of people who come to the city of New Orleans, very few are victimized by crime. Let's continue to get that word out while we're all very careful, and while we all continue to put pressure on the system to, once again, I know I've said this for the third time, punish those who do wrong. Punish those who don't want to be part of society. Punish those who brandish guns at parades, brandish guns at second line, brandish guns, you know, at fun events. Those examples.
And you know, everybody can look at a news story and make whatever frame of reference they want. This was, as I understand it, a ghost gun, a guy in New York that he made. That could be a topic for conversation as well. You can look at it from whatever angle you want. I just try to keep it real, council member. You know that. I try to keep give every side of everything and not make it seem like it's all one or all the other. Let me take a break. We come back. I want to talk about the homeless situation in New Orleans. Councilmember Eugene Green, our guest. Got any questions, comments, 504-260-1870. Traffic now, WWL. What time's it say on the sheet? Just kidding. 8:56, 4 till 9, back with Eugene Green, New Orleans City Councilmember. Councilmember, I said before the break, I just try to keep it real. You know me, and it's all I try to do. Somebody texted in, New Orleans is a dangerous city. Many of us have decided to stay out. We don't feel like we're missing anything. We've decided to spend our entertainment dollars elsewhere. And I texted back, okay, good luck with that. And here's the thing. I've walked around, you know, most recently from downtown with the Giving Hope NOLA banquet they had at the New Orleans Hilton, whenever I've had cause to walk around at night downtown. I've never felt, you know, and again, you got to be smart about it, but I've never felt as though, you know, it was Chicago in the roaring 20s or anything like that. I think there is a misconception. I wish people would just come down one night during when something's going on and walk around and see what I'm talking about, because they're missing out.
Well, I also think that they would just kind of look at the numbers. I mean, even downtown New Orleans entertains millions of people a year, whether it be, you know, in the downtown development district or in the French Quarter. A lot of people come in town, and they come in town and have a good time without incident. I mean, the bottom line is that, yes, I'm not going to say that crime doesn't happen, you know, in our downtown areas and in our tourist areas, for example. It does, but it happens throughout the city. But the bottom line is that the vast majority of people who come into the city of New Orleans and who are here and are entertaining themselves and enjoying and recreating in the city of New Orleans do so without incident. There are incidents that get high profiles, and it's unfortunate, and none of it is justified or tolerable. But the bottom line is that we actually do a very good job relative to other cities in terms of crime control and crowd control. For example, those second lines happen every weekend. There was a second line last weekend. There's a second line every weekend. We have Mardi Gras parades. We're going to have a Super Bowl parade. We had a Christmas parade just this past weekend. We have a lot of events where people enjoy themselves and do so without incident. You don't want to come here and you don't want to not come here because you think that you're going to be a victim of crime. Come here, be careful, and recognize that millions of people come to New Orleans and they aren't victimized by crime.
Councilmember, 35 years ago, I had business in Washington. I was at the Hyatt Regency Capitol Hill, and you know what they told me at the concierge desk? Yeah, it's safe.
Just be big city smart.
Be big city smart. That's what they told me. And that was 35 years ago, and nothing's changed. Let's talk about the homeless situation in New Orleans and what's going on.
Well, the bottom line is that I'm going to run out of time because I'm going to tell you I could talk to you about it for a half hour, but time
is all back.
Morning. I can talk to you about this for a while, but I do want everyone to know it's just important to recognize that the city of New Orleans, the city council, the mayor's office, the Office of Homeless Services and Strategies, the health department is doing something every day, working with not only consultants, but people on the ground to address the needs of the homeless population. I want everybody out there to know that a significant percentage of the people who are on the streets who are unhoused, if you talk to them as I do, you'll know that they're from out of town, and that's fine because at the end of the day, we're all Americans. But the city of New Orleans is working every day. You've seen the closure of encampments along Chapultepec and also Claiborne Avenue and throughout our city of New Orleans. It's always going to be a challenge in New Orleans because we're a very friendly city. The weather is great. We have places that people can go. But we are working each day to provide services to those who are unhoused so that they will not be unhoused. And it takes a little bit of challenge and a lot of support. The state and the city are working together.
You have to come back. It's just like me walking around downtown and seeing the reality as opposed to the perception. I think you see the reality with the homeless as opposed to the perception, so you can come back and talk about it. Thank you, sir. Appreciate your time.
I'd like to come back.
You bet. Eugene Green, New Orleans City Council Member. We'll come back, talk to Mike Pearlstein, Louisiana WWL investigative reporter, about, man, the stuff that's going on with his highway robbery series and attorneys and big rigs and staged accidents and more.